Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord for another beautiful day in the presence of Jehovah God. We thank God for his mercies. We thank God for his loving kindness. We appreciate the gift of God in our lives. We thank God for the gift of life. Today is the ninth day of the month of December, year 2021. Just like yesterday, we started this year, and you can see it by the grace of God, the year is running to a close. We pray that as this year is running to a close, your life and the chapter of your destiny shall not close in the name of Jesus Christ. Every tragedy fashioned against you and your family, it shall go back to the sender in the name of Jesus Christ. Every dream of death, I cancel it now in the name of Jesus Christ. If somebody can shout a loud amen, I pray that every negative prophecy that has been issued or pronounced upon your life is hereby reversed and canceled in the name of Jesus Christ. No satanic prophecy will see the light of the day in your life. No satanic prophecy will see the light of the day in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Every negative pronouncement shall expire in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, this is high voltage prayer program that God has been using to do a lot of wonders and mighty miracles in the life of people. And I appreciate all the testimony we've been receiving. I appreciate the wonders of God in the life of people. I really want to thank God for what he has been using this broadcast to do. I want to appreciate the name of the Lord for the mightiness of his power. I want to thank God for his awesomeness. I want to give God the glory. Let all glory and honor be ascribed unto the Lord in Jesus' name. And also those who have been sharing this voice audio with their friends, I really appreciate you because you have been helping them a lot. Many people will come and said one of their friends send it to them. That has been a very good, you know, gesture from your side, because that has been helping them. Many people now, they've woken up in prayers, revival has taken place in their life, healing, deliverance, miracles, signs and wonder. Many people have received promotion. Many who have been forgotten, God has remembered them. Many who are barren, God has given them, you know, now they are carrying their pregnancy in their womb. It has been wonderful. I want to appreciate the Lord for that. Wherever you are, just begin to bless his name, begin to worship him, begin to adore him, begin to magnify him, give him glory. Ah, we thank you, Lord. Lord, we worship your name. Lord, we adore you. You are mighty, you are good, you are great, you are wonderful. There is no one like you. Aha, aha. Sing this song very well. Say, we are grateful. Oh Lord, hallelujah, we are grateful. Oh Lord, hallelujah, for all you have done for us. Oh hallelujah, we are grateful. Oh Lord, we are grateful, Lord, for all that you have done. We are so grateful. We are delighted, oh Lord. We want to just show our appreciation by saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Accept our appreciation. Accept our gratitude. Lord, we say, thank you, Jesus. Accept our thanks, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Aha. Thank you, Lord. Beloved, if today is your first time here, you are welcome, but you must get ready to pray, because this is high voltage prayer program. High voltage. That is, the voltage of your prayer must be high. It's a midnight high voltage prayer program. The voltage of your prayer must be high. The Bible says, right from the time of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and it takes high voltage violence, men, that will recover, that will take that possession. Get ready right now as we pray. This prayer we are going to pray, pray the way I'm going to pray. Personalize the prayer and things begin to happen as you begin to pray. I hope you are ready. Say this one loud and clear. Say, blood of Jesus, cover my life and my household in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, cover my life and my household in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, cover my life and my household in Jesus' name we pray. Say, I barricade my life and my household with the fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. I barricade my life and my household with the fire of the Holy Ghost In the name of Jesus, I barricade my life and my household with the fire of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, I barricade my life and my household with the fire of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, I barricade my life and my household with the fire of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Something is happening over there. Somebody need to pray this next prayer very well. As we begin to pray this prayer, every bondage introduced into your life in the womb shall be broken in Jesus' name. Say, bondage introduced into my life in the womb, scatter in the name of Jesus. Bondage introduced into my life in the womb, scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Bondage introduced into my life in the womb, scatter by fire in Jesus' name. We pray, say, spiritual vultures on assignment against my life. There, in the name of Jesus, spiritual vultures on assignment against my life. There, in Jesus' name. Say, spiritual serpent assigned to bite me. There, in the name of Jesus, spiritual serpent assigned to bite me. There, in the name of Jesus, spiritual serpent assigned to bite me. There, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you, Father. I command every hidden sickness to depart. In the name of Jesus, say, hidden sickness in my body, depart by fire. In the name of Jesus, hidden sickness in my body, depart. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, let the organization of the host of air against my life break down. In the name of Jesus, let the organization of the host of air against my life break down. In the name of Jesus, let the organization of the host of air against my life break down. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Something is going on. Say, I disgrace the strong man delegated against my destiny. In the name of Jesus, I disgrace the strong man delegated against my destiny. In the name of Jesus, I disgrace the strong man delegated against my destiny. In the name of Jesus, I disgrace the strong man delegated against my destiny. In Jesus, they say, powers repairing bondage in my life. In the name of Jesus, powers repairing bondage in my life. In the name of Jesus, powers repairing bondage in my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Something is going on over there. Somebody shout, say, Holy Ghost fire, arise, set ablaze every coven containing my name and my picture. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost fire, arise, set ablaze every coven containing my name and my picture. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost fire, arise, set ablaze every coven containing my name and my picture. Holy Ghost fire, arise, set ablaze every coven containing my name and my picture. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Something is happening there. The problem programmed into your life, that problem has disappeared now. I stand against any destroyer assigned against your life to be buried in the name of Jesus Christ. I command every agent of frustration to lose their hold over your life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, every agent of infirmity, lose your hold over my life. Lose your hold over their life. In the name of Jesus, every agent of confusion, lose your hold over their life. In the name of Jesus, every agent of backwardness, lose your hold over their life. Yes, something is happening there. In the name of Jesus, I command every demonic mirror that is monitoring your breakthrough to scatter in the name of Jesus Christ. Every demonic mirror monitoring your movement, scatter in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Wonderful, wonderful. Yesterday, I was talking about dangers of eating in the dream, and I told you that one of the satanic devices that have been so effective in the hand of the enemy is feeding people in the dream, because the devil understands the power of food. And you must understand that in the dream, it is your spirit man that is very active. So when you are fed in the dream and is becoming constant, it means that your spirit man is being tortured. And you need to understand it. When I'm talking about eating in the dream, I'm talking about when eating the dream now become continuous. You must deal with it. The Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Matthew 13 verse 25 says, where my slept, his enemy came, where we read yesterday, and sowed tares and went his way. A lot of evil used to go on in many people's dream life. The enemy establishes satanic transaction in the dream, and it has become a terrible thing. There are 50 major assignments that this eating in the dream used to do in the life of people. Number one, when someone is eating constantly in the dream, the first assignment is that it's going to cage that life. The life will be caged. Secondly, that life will be bewitched. Thirdly, as I told you yesterday, that fellow will be under satanic manipulation. A force that has been feeding him will be controlling him against his wish, and he'll be following it. Number four, eating the dream will bring a person into initiation into witchcraft. There are many people now who have never known, and they do not understand that they have been initiated into witchcraft. Many of them, because they've not seen themselves flying in the dream or in the night, they thought they are free. By the time you run yourself through some prayers, you find out that you are not free. By the virtues of eating the dream constantly, you may have been recruited into that group. Because eating the dream is also a device of initiating people into witchcraft. I pray for you, if you have been initiated into any satanic group, be set free today in the name of Jesus Christ. When someone is eating the dream, it weakens the spiritual life of the person. He will not be able to pray. He will not like to read the Bible because he has been eating the dream. When somebody is eating the dream, it will introduce sickness or disease that will waste the person's money. The doctor will say, we cannot find anything. We cannot find anything. That's what the doctor will be saying. And truly, they cannot find anything, because what happened is not a physical or medical thing. It was a spiritual thing. And that is why they could not find anything. But when you bombard the fellow with prayers, that arrow will jump out. When someone is eating the dream, it will introduce what we call internal coughing. Internal coughing is a kind of coughing programmed into the life of people to make part of their body dead, to make their evil, what surround them dead, some finances, some their organs, some their marriage, and this internal coughing will be working. It's only to bury good thing. I pray that every arrow fire into your life in the dream shall go back to the sender. You internal coughing in the life of that fellow, I command you now, be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. Number eight, when eating the dream is constant, it will bring the pollution of that person's blood. The blood will be polluted. You see, there are situations now where we see people, they just find out that they have HIV, and they wonder where that HIV come from, because the fellow may still be a virgin, and he has not been going anywhere. There's nobody who has touched him or touched her with sin. Where does it come from? It comes from the dream. The blood has been polluted. I'm going to stop here today. I want you to pray very, very hard. But if you are here, you have not given your life to Jesus, thank the Lord, have mercy upon me. I come before you. Take control of my life. Save my soul. In Jesus' name we pray. Bring out a bottle of oil if you have. If you don't have, get a bottle of water. Heavenly Father, we thank you because you are God that answered our prayers. You have used this bottle of oil and bottle of water to perform wonders in the life of people. As I pray on it now, anyone who takes from this oil, who takes from this water, the yoke of his life shall be broken. Embargo of darkness shall scatter. Sickness in the body shall disappear in the name of Jesus. Favor shall come upon them. and the yoke of cobweb spirit shall disappear in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray that the water and the oil will carry the power of deliverance. I speak deliverance, deliverance power into that oil, into that water. Let the resurrection power of our Lord Jesus Christ enter into that oil and water. Let the oil become a tool of power, tool of healing, tool of deliverance. So likewise the water. In Jesus' name we pray. Now drink now. Aha. Thank you, Father. You now shout. Say, strangers of darkness, I did in my life depart. I hope you have heard that prayer. I want you to pray that prayer for about 5 minutes. Strangers of darkness, I did in my life depart in the name of Jesus. Strangers of darkness, I did in my life depart now in the name of Jesus. Strangers of darkness, I did in my life depart now in the name of Jesus. Strangers of darkness, I did in my life depart now, depart now, depart now, depart now, depart now, depart now, depart now. Strangers of darkness, I did in my life depart, 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 depart now in the name of Jesus. Strangers of darkness, I did in my life depart now, depart now, depart now, depart in Jesus' name we pray. Say, demonic incision in my body, in the name of Jesus. Demonic incision in my body, in Jesus' name we pray. Now use that oil to rub your forehead very well. Say, demonic pollution of my glory, in the name of Jesus. The money pollution of my glory, in the name of Jesus. The money pollution of my glory, in Jesus' name we pray. Look at what is going on now. Now rub it in your chest. Aleko prakanda yaka. Say, arrow of demonic initiation, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow of demonic initiation, go back to your sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow of demonic initiation, go back to your sender. Go back, 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 go back. In Jesus' name we pray. Can you anoint your stomach now and lay your hand upon it? Say, inherited demons, there in the name of Jesus. Inherited demons, there in Jesus. Your hands here, they say, inherited infirmity, there in the name of Jesus. Inherited infirmity, there in Jesus' name. Pray, say, inherited stronghold, scatter in the name of Jesus. Inherited stronghold, scatter in Jesus' name. Pray, touch your navel with that oil, just a little. Say, inherited bondage, there in the name of Jesus. Inherited bondage, there in Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Anoint your hand. Say, my hands, you are the instrument of my labor. Receive deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ. My hands, you are the instrument of my prosperity. Receive deliverance in Jesus' name. Pray, anoint your legs. Say, my legs, you are the instrument of dominion. Receive deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, my legs, you are the instrument of my walking. Receive deliverance in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Raise up your prayer request. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this request. We pray that heaven will answer speedily and there will be testimony in Jesus' name. I pray right now for those who have been experiencing untimely death in their family. If in your family there have been untimely death, I want you to lay your hand upon your head. Father, I come against every generational cause of untimely death. I command it now to be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. I command you now to be free from that grip in Jesus' name we pray. If in your family they don't marry on time, or women there just go and get pregnant or look for any man to stay with, it is a yoke that must be broken. Now lay your hand upon your head too and say like this. Say, family captivity. Say very well. Family captivity of no marriage, there in the name of Jesus. Family captivity of no marriage, there in the name of Jesus. Family captivity of no marriage, there in Jesus' name. For you may need to pray that prayer. Say, I pull myself out of that captivity in the name of Jesus Christ. When you pray that prayer very well, begin to decree what you want and God will answer your prayers. I want to pray for as many people here. They find out their children are under satanic manipulation. Just lay your hand upon their head. If you have their picture with you, say this one. Say, you bondage of manipulation and witchcraft, break, break, break in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, power influencing my children against their divine destiny. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Powers influencing my children against their divine destiny. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Powers influencing my children against their divine destiny. Yeah, in Jesus' name we pray. That is a very strong prayer that you must take time to pray. If you are a parent here, pray that prayer very well and God will answer you speedily in the name of Jesus Christ. You are going to see the finger of God. You are going to see the hand of God. The power of God will come mightily upon your life in a new dimension. You will know that this God answered it by fire. I pray that God will bless you and God will do a mighty work in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, if you want to share with us your testimony, I want you on one or two things. Pass information to my WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. iFellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1 Close, Fexter Town. Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1 Close, 7th Avenue. 7th Avenue, don't forget, Fexter Town. By the grace of God this morning, I'm going to have a prayer meeting with as many people who have been looking for supernatural breakthrough. You are a businessman, businesswoman, you can join us today. Today is Thursday, and the program is coming up by 8 a.m. in the morning. By the grace of God, just get there, you will see many people trooping into the place to be blessed. And at the same time, God is going to visit many people who are planning to travel this period. They must not miss that tomorrow also, in the evening of that tomorrow, because God is working wonders and God will do greater work in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Don't forget again, Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1 Close, 7th Avenue, 7th Avenue, 7th Avenue, number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7th Avenue, Fexter Town. God bless you in Jesus' name. I remain your good friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. Don't forget, read Psalm 91 and make sure you take your time to praise God. It is well with you. In Jesus' name. God bless you.